second arrest in Philadelphia. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Philadelphia police arrest another man in connection with the chaotic mass shooting over the weekend that killed three people and injured nearly a dozen more.
A second suspect is in custody tonight, 43-year-old Rashawn Vereen. The U.S. Marshals Service says he is facing numerous charges, including attempted murder and aggravated assault.
We observed him exit the residence. We had plenty of officers in plain clothes from both Philadelphia Homicide and ATF. Tactical decision was made to take him, arrest him out in the street, and that was executed without incident.
Sources say Vereen is a friend of Gregory Jackson and believed to be involved in the initial fight that sparked this mass shooting.
Kelly ruled with Fox 29 Philadelphia. Police say the first man arrested was Kieran Garner. And that was just one of the mass shootings over the weekend. A total of 15 people killed, including three in Philadelphia. Deputies in Orlando, Florida area charge a mother with manslaughter after her two-year-old son accidentally shot and killed his father.
The gun was not properly stored. In fact, it was easily accessible even to a two-year-old. And the result is a tragedy, again, in this community that no one really can comprehend.
Orange County Sheriff John Mina. The toddler shot his father, Reggie Mabry, last month. 28-year-old Maria Alaya faces other charges, including possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Seven states hold primaries on Tuesday. A couple of states not in the mix get rulings on their election laws. A judge in Arizona declined a request by the state Republican Party to block most mail ballots for the 2022 election. And a federal judge in Louisiana blocked the state's newly drawn congressional maps because they only include one mostly black district. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The man charged with the murder of a California college student, Kristen Smart, in 1996, will stand trial.
A motion to dismiss by Paul Flores has been rejected by a judge. His lawyer claimed outrageous government conduct relating to what he calls disinformation spread by the San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Office and a cell phone seizure. The trial is scheduled for the beginning of next month. Prosecutors say Flores killed Smart while trying to rape her in his dorm room at California Polytechnic State University. Flores was arrested last April, nearly 25 years after the murder. Flores' father, 80-year-old Ruben Flores, is charged with helping his son dispose of Smart's body, which was never found. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived a no-confidence vote Monday, securing enough support from his Conservative Party to remain in office. But critics say the rebellion in his party left him a weakened leader with an uncertain future. A new song from a classic band, and the announcement coming at a uniquely appropriate time.
Right before Queen and Adam Lambert took the stage for Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee concert, founding members Brian May and Roger Taylor told BBC Radio 2 they are planning on sharing a previously unreleased song featuring Freddie Mercury in September. The track was lifted from when the band recorded their 13th album, The Miracle, which was released in 1989. May said it was hiding in plain sight. They created it by kind of stitching bits together. Lambert has been performing with the band since 2011. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And federal prosecutors charged Tiger King star Bhagavan Doc Antle with laundering more than $500,000. They say that Antle believed the money came from an operation to smuggle people from Mexico into the U.S. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is the Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.